Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for coming. We'll just begin by singing Jai Radha Madhav and then we'll... Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi jana vallabha girivar dhari Gopi jana vallabha girivar dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Janitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Gaur.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
So we welcome you back again this month for our monthly Prerna Festival. This is the 201st Prerna Festival today. So thank you for joining us today. Today we have around 750 of you here and more joining. So please squeeze in more ahead so everyone can sit also in behind. And we are very happy today for this prayana. We have a very, very special guest. We have with us His Holiness Swayam Bhagavan Kesho Maharaj. His Holiness Kesho Maharaj hails from London, Bhaktivedanta Manor. It was in the year 2002, after finishing his graduation from the UCL, University College of London, with a BSc in Information Management, that Keshav Maharaj joined the monastic life in the Bhaktivedanta manor. Bhaktivedanta manor is a very, very special temple in this part of the world. In UK, where Srila Prabhupada was personally present, he got this as a gift from the Beatles, especially George Harrison. And he has been, Keshav Maharaj has been instrumental in helping in this place by connecting with youth all over, first UK and now all over the world. Since Keshav Maharaj connected to Bhaktivedanta Manor since 2002, he has pioneered a school of bhakti. There's a website called schoolofbhakti.com, where he led monastic training programs and drove forward many national outreach projects. He has designed numerous courses, especially on Vedic theology, lifestyle management, and spiritual self-development. And he is well known for his many books, especially has authored many books. Many of you already read his book, maybe. He has done beautiful books on Chaitanya Charitamrit, Bhagavat, the Gita. Few of his books are also available in the gift shop here, Matchless Gift Shop. You can explore and read those books. Two of his books, we will also announce about them after the end of the class. So, Keshav Maharaj has been continuously traveling all over the world. I was told just recently, a year back, he began teaching or mentoring Gita online platform, thinkgita.org, right? thinkgita.org, okay. So from that, on that platform, Keshav Maharaj has connected to around 5,000 people all over the world and in 65 plus countries. So Keshav Maharaj has been very much closely associated with ISKCON Chowpatty for many, many decades. And it's a long time since he has come here. He's very busy, actually just came for 4 days in India. And after that, one day he is giving us to ISKCON Chowpatty, especially for Prerna Festival. So today he chose a very, very important topic relevant to all the youth. The topic is decisions determine. I think so, it's not important, right? It's an important topic and Maharaj is going to enlighten all of us. So let us very heartily, warmly welcome His Holiness S.B. Keshav Swami Maharaj to ISKCON Chowpatty Prerna Festival by 3 times loudly chanting Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you so much. Very, very happy to be here. Thank you to His Grace Baladev Prabhu. By Krishna's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's unlimited grace, I have come back to Chowpatty after 21 years. Today the topic is decisions determine destiny, and when I was 21 years old, I made a decision. It wasn't a decision which was received well by my parents. Now they're happy. But I made a decision as a graduate from university. I studied in London, computer science and management at UCL. I made a decision to take some time out to try to find out who I am, what my purpose is, how I can make my life successful, what is the best use of my time. And so at the age of 21, the devotees here kindly invited us to come and stay at ISKCON Chowpatty. So I came here as a 21-year-old. Before I came here, they tested. They said, are you really serious to join in an ashram in India, in Chowpatty? Are you really serious? Do you know you have to wake up early? I said, no problem. They said, do you know you'll just get one locker? I said, no problem. They said, do you know you'll have to do service all day and it will be a very strict regime? I said, no problem. They said, "Do you know you won't get a bed?" I said, "I don't fit on any bed anyway. I'm too tall." No problem. And so we came here 21 years ago and spent 6 months here by Krishna's unlimited kind mercy. There were difficulties for sure. It wasn't easy. I thought getting up would be easy, but boy, I was tired in the morning. One time I remember coming before Mangalarti, and before Mangalarti we offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. So I went down to offer dandavats to Srila Prabhupada, and I think I fell asleep. So everyone was thinking, "My God, he's so surrendered. There's so much bhakti. So many minutes, obeisances." The truth is, I fell asleep. So it wasn't easy. And of course, for my family, it wasn't easy as well. I like to offer my thanks to my family for tolerating my decision. My family had come and said, "You want to become a sadhu?" I came from a Gujarati family. Gujarati family means my uncle came to me and he said, "Don't you know, our tradition is degree, nokri." You know what the third one is, right? Degree, nokri. Yeah, you know better than me. So they said, no, you have to follow the path. So I said, degree I did. I did a degree in computer science and management. I finished it. They said, job, nokri, job, career. I looked at them. I said, "Srila Prabhupada is my boss." They said, "Marriage?" I said, "I'm engaged in devotional service." One of my uncles said, no, this is all word jugglery. He said, "You have to get a proper job." He said, "If this is a job, how much are they paying you?" I said, "I don't know about the wage, but the retirement plan is out of this world." So it wasn't an easy decision, but somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy, we had the strength to follow that through. And ever since that time, I was always thinking how decisions are so important in our life, because especially for most of you in this room, you are at an age where the decisions that you make in your life will determine so many things in your journey in these years you have in this world. So every single decision that you're making is so crucial, so vital, so pivotal. And therefore, I thought today we can consider, how do we make decisions which unlock our full potential? Do you think it's useful? Om Atimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Brijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada ki When I first began Krishna consciousness, then I began speaking with some of the brahmacharis. And one of the devotees, he said one thing to me. He said, the good news is you made one really, really good decision. But the bad news is you made the most terrible decision. I said, bad news first. He said, the bad decision that you made is you made the decision to come to this material world. Krishna bahir mukha hoya bhoga vancha kare nikata stamaya tare japatiya dhare. The moment you make the decision, Krishna bahir mukha, to turn away from Krishna, hoya bhoga vancha kare, and you try to enjoy in this world, nikata sta maya, then maya is close by, japatiya dhare, and she strikes you down. So he said, you made a terrible decision. And then he said, me too. We all made the bad decision that we came down to this material world. But then he said, you made one really, really good decision. That you decided to step onto this path of Krishna consciousness because now you're on the journey back. So we have the potential to make the worst decisions. And we also have the potentiality to make the best decisions. The amazing thing is that Krishna doesn't interfere. After speaking the entire Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, what does Krishna say? Iti te jnanam akhyatam guyat guyataram maya vimrashe tadasheshena yathechasi tatha kuru. Arjun, itite jnanam akhyatam. I've given you all the knowledge. Guyat guyataram maya. This knowledge is incredibly confidential. Vimrasheta dasheshena. Now you think about it, reflect on it, introspect, digest it, analyze it. Yata icha tatha kuru. And then you do whatever you want to do. So Krishna, the one thing He gives us that He never takes away is our free will. So that free will is our expression of our love for Krishna. So Krishna never takes that away. But the potentiality is that we can misuse that free will. The Gita is not a book of commandments. The Gita is not telling you, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. The Gita is a book of choices. The Gita is empowering you with all the best knowledge, the best insights, the best philosophical principles which will help you to make the best decisions in life. Krishna doesn't just want to tell you what to think, but Krishna wants to teach you how to think. Because when He teaches you how to think, then at every moment you can always be making the best decisions. So therefore, the Bhagavad Gita is an incredibly powerful book, because if you want to know how to make the best decisions, you only have to look at the Bhagavad Gita. Arjun had the biggest decision of his life to make, isn't it? And Arjun was about to make the worst decision ever. And what was that? Vipatuscha sharire me romaharshascha jayate gandivam shramshate hastat tvacheva paridayate. Arjun said, my body is shivering. My hairs are standing on end. My skin is burning. Gandivam shramshate hastat. The Gandiva bow is slipping from my hand. And Krishna, I think I'm about ready to just leave the battlefield and go to the forest. Krishna, I want to join the Brahmachari ashram. Kind of. But then in 45 minutes, Krishna turned it around. And then what did Arjun say? Nasto moha smrite labdhva tvat prasadat mayachuta stitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. Nasto moha, Krishna, my illusion has gone. Smrite labdhva, my memory has been regained. Stitosmi gatasandeha, all of my doubts have been decimated. Karishye vachanam tava, I know now I'm meant to fight and win this battle. In 45 minutes, Arjun goes from making the worst decision in his life to making the best decision in his life. And if you look closely at the Bhagavad Gita, the reason for the shift is that before Arjun makes the final decision about whether to fight or not, he makes four other decisions. And today what I humbly want to share with you is if in your life you resolve to make these four decisions, then I guarantee you, money back guarantee, even though I'm completely poor, I guarantee you every single decision you make after will be powerful. But these four decisions you have to make first. And these four decisions are not easy decisions to make. But I'm going to try to share them with you. All of us have to make decisions in our life. Yeah. Put your hand up if right now you have one decision on your mind which is causing you a lot of anxiety. Anyone? No one wants to put their hand up. Okay, now they're coming up. Slowly, slowly, one by one. Yes, you have some anxiety over some decisions, isn't it? Some of you have to make decisions over your education. Where will you study? What will you study? All of these decisions you have to make. It's not easy. Some of you have to make decisions over your lifestyle. How do you want to live? What standard of living? How big your house should be? Not easy. Remember, whatever decision you make of what kind of lifestyle you want to lead, you will be bound to that decision. Some of you have to make decisions about relationships. Because after all, degree, nokri, isn't it? There was one person, he said, he came to the astrologer. And he said, I have a big dilemma. There are two ladies. And I don't know which one is meant to be the lucky one. Can you help me? So the astrologer looked into his ball, crystal ball. So, interesting. He looked at him, he goes, it's clear. So he said, which one will be the lucky one? He said, the first one, that's the one you will marry. The second one will be the lucky one. Yeah. So many decisions. You're going to have to decide to marry someone and then you'll have to spend the rest of your life with them. That's a big decision. Huge decision. career. You have to do some job. You have to earn a living. You have to decide what profession will you take up. When I was young, there was only three options. Doctor, lawyer, failure. But maybe there are more options. But sometimes we think, maybe it can just be this, this or this. We have to make a decision on our career. That will also be binding. Because then you have to work those hours. And then there are decisions of location. Where will you live? Mumbai, South Mumbai, London, New York. Will you go west? Paschatya desha tarine. Where will you live? Then you have to live with that decision. You have to live in that community. Aren't these big decisions? So how can you make sure that you will make the best decisions? Let us today reflect a little bit on the Gita and see the four decisions that Arjun makes before he makes his decision to fight. The first decision everyone has to make. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. The first decision that everyone has to make in their life is the decision to challenge. The first thing that Arjun does in the Bhagavad Gita is he challenges the definition of success. You cannot make a good decision in your life if you don't know what your goal is. You cannot make a good decision in your life if you don't know what success is. And you can't make a good decision in your life if your definition of success has not been truly thought out by yourself. Arjun, in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he looks at Krishna and he says, Krishna, I think even if I win an unrivaled kingdom on earth, I don't think it will make me happy. And Arjun begins to challenge what is success. Arjun says, is it success just to win this kingdom? Is it success just to have power, control, influence? Is it success to be materially established? Is that what success is? If you think that's what success is, then all of your decisions will be in pursuance of that. But if that isn't really the definition of success, then by definition, all of your decisions will be the wrong decisions. So the first thing we have to do in our life if we want to make good decisions is we have to clarify what is success. What is really success? We have to go to the deepest why. Why am I doing what I'm doing in my life? It's not that everything you were told about success is truly success. They say if you tell a lie loud enough and long enough, the lie becomes a so-called truth. If enough people accept that so-called truth, that truth becomes a culture. And if that culture is passed from one generation to the next, that culture becomes a tradition. And then people are born into that tradition, and they live their life by that tradition, and they make their decisions by that tradition, when actually that tradition is based on a so-called culture, which is based on a so-called truth, which is actually a lie. And therefore, the very first thing someone must do in order to make a good decision is one must challenge. What is actually success? Is it what the world tells me is success? Or is there some deeper definition of success? But in order to do this challenge, one must take time away. One must reflect. One must introspect. One must deeply look into their heart and ask the right questions. You see, Arjun is an archer. When an archer wants to shoot an arrow, what's the first thing that the archer does? They pull the arrow back. And you think, why are they pulling the arrow back? The arrow is supposed to hit the target. Why are you going away from the target? Because when you pull the arrow back, then you can generate more power, you can generate more focus, and you can release it to have maximum impact. Therefore, in your life, if you want to make good decisions, first you have to challenge what is success. And in order to do that, you have to step away. You have to step away from all the opinions. You have to step away from all the expectations. You have to step away from all the traditions that the world has told you. You have to step away from all of that noise. And you have to introspect and deeply ask yourself, is this really success? There's nothing more sad than achieving all of your goals and then realizing they were someone else's definition of success. Imagine you achieve all your goals in life, and then once you've achieved it, you realize, but that wasn't my definition of success. That was someone else's definition. That would be tragic. But that's what most people do in the world today. Because most people have not taken the decision to challenge the world. So please, please, please make time to ask yourself, what is real success in my life? And if you say, I don't have time, you can't say that. Because Arjun made time. And Arjun, who could be in a more intense, busy, demanding, pressurized situation than Arjun? Can you be? But Arjun made time. Senayor ubayor madhye ratham sthapayame chuta. In the middle of all of that intensity, Arjun said, Krishna, take my chariot to the middle of the battlefield. So some things are so important. It's not about having time. It's about making time. So the first decision is to challenge everything the world told you is success and establish what is the goal of your life. And this is what Krishna helps Arjun to do. We must know where we are going in our life. Imagine you stepped onto a train. If you can make it onto a Mumbai train. And you are sitting across. Sitting in a train? I can hear you, what you're saying in your mind. Imagine you're in London just for a moment. Imagine you come into a train and you sit across from someone in the train. And you know, you, after all, you're sitting in the train together, so let's make some conversation. And then you say to the person, oh, nice to meet you. Where are you coming from? And the person just looks at you and says, I don't know. Then immediately some doubts may be there in your mind. Then you say, okay, let's not be skeptical. And then you look at the person and you say, okay, so where are you going? I don't know. And then you look at the person and say, well, why are you sitting here on the train? I don't know. Then at some point you're going to think, like, maybe we should call the police here. Like, this person needs help. You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. And you don't know why you're on the train. You must be crazy. But how many people in this world have taken the time to ask that question? How in the world did I end up here in the first place? What happens after this life? And what is the real purpose of this life? Most people haven't even asked that question. They haven't done that. They haven't made the decision to challenge. So you cannot make good decisions until you first make the decision to challenge. So today we humbly submit to you, just as Arjun was willing to challenge, you also make that decision to challenge. The second thing that Arjun does in the Bhagavad Gita, the second decision he makes is the decision to consult. Because what does he do? He goes to Krishna and he says, Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prachamitvam dharma samudacetaha yachraya shanishchitam bruhitan me shishyaste hamsadhimam tvam prapannam. He says, Krishna, dharma samudha, I am bewildered, I am confused, I am baffled. I am unclear about what my duty is, what my purpose is. I don't know what is success. Then what does he say? Shishyasteham sadhimam tvam prapannam. Therefore, Krishna, I surrender to you as a soul, inquisitive, desirous to understand. Please instruct me. We tell people, Arjun was full of tears, but then he became all ears, because he was ready to hear from Krishna. Whenever making a decision, first make the decision to consult. If you imagine all of the knowledge in the world to be contained within a circle, one part of that circle is what you know, you know. One part of the circle is what you know, you don't know. But most of the circle is what you don't know, you don't know. And only when you consult a spiritual source which is beyond your own mind and intelligence can you begin to tap knowledge from the biggest part of the circle, which is what you don't know, you don't know. Arjun was wise. He said, I don't know the best decision to make, and therefore let me take spiritual inspiration from Krishna. Now you may say, but I'm not sitting on a chariot next to Krishna. So how do I make the decision to consult? But that's why Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Because then you can always go to Shastra, to scripture, to divine wisdom, to divine books, to try to understand what is the best thing you should do in your life. But then you may say, but the divine book doesn't tell me work for JP Morgan or HSBC. Therefore, along with divine books, along with spiritual books, you have spiritual guides, spiritual people, what we call gurus. And therefore, if you then accept consultation from the guides and the gurus, then they can help you to utilize the wisdom of Shastra, apply it in your life, and help you to make the right and the best decision. And along with spiritual books and spiritual guides, there is also the spiritual voice of inspiration within the super soul. You can always go to Krishna and you can pray that, Krishna, you are within me. Now you inspire me. Now you speak to me. Now you guide me. And then when we get that voice of inspiration, along with the saintly people and the spiritual books, we verify it and then we make much better decisions. In the beginning, Arjun was seeing the battlefield, but he was simply seeing the battlefield through his senses, these eyes, and through his sentiments, his mindset, material mindset. Most people in this world are seeing life through their senses and their sentiments. But when Arjun goes to Krishna, then Krishna elevates Arjun's vision and helps Arjun to see through scripture. This is known as Shastra Chakshush or Jnana Chakshush. And then when one sees everything through scripture and internalizes that knowledge, then eventually one sees through the soul. So do you see? If you want to make the best decisions, then consult. Because what consultation will do is it will take you beyond the limits of your own mind and intelligence. It will help you to see the world through a higher lens of Shastra, and ultimately will unlock the potential of developing spiritual vision by which naturally you make the most progressive decisions in your life. So the second very, very good decision that Arjun made was the decision to consult. And if you do that, definitely you will make good decisions. The third very, very powerful decision that Arjun made in the Bhagavad Gita, he didn't just challenge what is success and clarify that. He didn't just do that by taking consultation and guidance from Krishna. But then the third thing he did is he decided that now every single decision I make will be connected to that ultimate goal that I'm trying to reach. If you want to make the best decisions in your life, then never make decisions which are disconnected from the ultimate goal that you're trying to reach. Krishna told Arjun, you're a soul, you're on a bigger journey. Your task in this life is to develop pure spiritual consciousness, and at the end of life, you're meant to go back to the spiritual world. Once Arjun knew that, every single decision he made it connecting it to that ultimate goal. Unfortunately, in the world today, people make decisions, but their decisions are disconnected from the ultimate goal that they seek within their heart. And those kind of decisions are not good decisions. Sometimes we make decisions which takes us away from our goal. Or sometimes we just make decisions without thinking of our ultimate goal. We get distracted. So distraction and temptation disconnects our decision making from the ultimate goal that we're trying to reach. If you want to live the best life, then in every decision, always think about the ultimate goal. What we tell people is that along with the Maha Mantra, there is one other mantra. Put it on your fridge, put it on your bedroom wall, put it as the wallpaper on your mobile phone. What is that mantra? Don't give up what you want most for what feels good now. So many times we make decisions in which we give up what we want most for what feels good now. Even Arjun asked Krishna the same question. Why is it that even when I know the right thing to do, I still do the wrong thing? And what does Krishna say? Kama esha, krodha esha, Rajaguna Samudbhava Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyainam Ihavairinam. You have an enemy, Arjun. Each one of us has an enemy within, and it's the enemy of lust. It's the enemy which is telling us, enjoy now, seek pleasure now, forget about the future, forget about your goal, forget about what is ultimate success, just gratify yourself now. That voice within us is so strong, and that voice disconnects our decision making from our ultimate aspiration. If you make the decision to connect all of your decision making to your ultimate aspiration, definitely your decision will be good. Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamano smarayudhyacha mayarpita mano buddhir mamevaisyasya samsayaha. Krishna says, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, at all times, mamanusmara, remember me, the ultimate goal, yudhyacha, and decide to fight here now. Connect those two things. Connect your fighting here to the ultimate goal of what I'm teaching you is the purpose of life. Mayarpita mano buddhir, with your mind and your intelligence fixed on me. Mame vaisyasya samsayaha, definitely you will come to me. So make the decision to connect. And then the final thing, make the decision to be courageous. In perhaps the final instruction that Krishna leaves Arjuna within the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma sucha. Arjuna, just surrender. Make the decision. Ma sucha. Don't hesitate. Don't be fearful. Don't be in anxiety. Being fearless is one of the most important principles in making the best decisions in your life. Because shall I tell you one thing? Most people in this world make decisions which are not based on their dreams. But people make decisions which are based on their fears. When you make a decision, are you meditating on all the things that could go wrong? Or when you're making a decision, are you getting excited about all the things that could go right? Most of the time, we are always making fearful decisions. And therefore, we are not reaching the potentiality of where we can get to. Most of us don't take certain decisions because we think it's risky. Some of us sometimes don't make a decision because we think it's risky. But did you know, just as risky as making a decision is not making a decision. Did you know that? We always think making a decision is risky. But if you don't make the decision, it's just as risky. Everything you do in life is a risk. And therefore, Krishna was reassuring Arjuna, don't be fearful, don't be reserved, don't hesitate. If you've challenged and you've clarified your purpose, if you've done that through consultation, and if you've made the decision to combine everything and connect everything in your life, then be courageous. Don't be afraid to take risks. Christopher Columbus said, you can never discover what is on the horizon until you are ready to sail away from the shores. Most of us want to stay in comfort. Most of us want to stay in security. Most of us want to stay within the known territory of our life. But then we will not be able to achieve the potentiality of what our life could be. So therefore, one must be fearless. Did you know that in every fear you have lies also the greatest potential? Fearless people are not people who don't have fears. Fearless people are people who have developed a purpose which is bigger than their fear. And because their purpose is bigger than their fear, they're able to be fearless. So therefore, the spiritual journey is risky business. If you want to achieve it, look at all the great people in our tradition who achieved great spiritual realization. Didn't they take a risk? Did Dhruva take a risk? Yes. He went to the forest and he chanted, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Did Prahlad take a risk? Yes. Because his father asked him 3 times. But he never compromised. He stayed to his principle, even in the face of the greatest fear. Did Srila Prabhupada take a risk? Yes. Once Prabhupada was walking past Victoria Memorial in Calcutta and he said, when I was a young boy, I climbed to the top. The devotee said, Prabhupada, you must have been very brave as a child. Prabhupada said, I was brave then and I'm brave now. Otherwise, how could I have come to your country with nothing to spread Krishna consciousness? So please, be brave, be bold, be courageous. Not whimsically. Do it with consultation. Do it with a vision. But be brave. Don't be confined within what the world tells you you can and should be. Be brave enough to venture out and discover what there could be in the unknown. Arjuna was ready to do that, and therefore Arjuna was successful. Because Arjuna knew, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tir Matir Mama. If you make a decision in sincerity, with consultation, even if it's a risky decision, know that you will always be protected, because wherever there is Krishna and wherever there is the sincere devotee, there will always be victory. And so Arjuna was ready to go on that adventure. So here today I'm trying to share with you these principles. As our lives lay ahead of us with so many potential decisions we can make, please try to consider making these 4 decisions first. When you live your life by these 4 decisions, then there's a very good chance every other decision will take you closer to unending eternal happiness, which is what we all seek. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you so much. Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I hope you all made a right decision to come for today's prayerna class, right? So there is some more chance available for you here with Maharaj. Anyone wants to ask question, please kindly raise your hands. We have very less time and we'll take only less questions. So quick, here. Okay, here. Okay, here, behind me.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my tender demand. Maharaj, my question is like after spending few years in devotional service, we tend to become comfortable where we are. Like if we are chanting four rounds, after few years we start like with 16, then we become comfortable with that. And later on, whatever we can do possibly, we do. And we reach the saturation point of that as well. So how can we be sincere in our sadhana and grow, improve and increase it constantly?
Thank you so much. Today I'm just going to be very real with you. Most of us don't have the determination. Most of us don't have the focus. Most of us don't have that level of discipline to, on our own strength, increase our sadhana, increase the intensity of our practice. Most of us naturally will fall into comfort. Most of us will fall into complacency. Most of us will probably fall into becoming mechanical. In my life, what I saw in my short time in Krishna consciousness was there was one thing that saved me. And that one thing that saved me was devotees who pushed me. One time Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he had been distributing books in communist countries with great risk, at the potentiality of losing his life. And he came to Srila Prabhupada one time, and Srila Prabhupada understood the incredible risks that he was taking to spread Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada called him forward and he started rubbing his head. And he said, "You've taken so many risks for Krishna. You are so favored by my Guru Maharaj. You have become so dear." And like this, Srila Prabhupada was rubbing his head and he began crying. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami said, "Srila Prabhupada, I didn't want to do it, but I did it because you pushed me." And Prabhupada said, "My Guru Maharaj pushed me, and I'm pushing you. And in the future, probably you will push others. And as one carriage carries another carriage, and they all move all the way to the destination, in that way our spiritual life is going on. So therefore, try to have a devotee in your life who you love, who is like-minded, who you have trust in, and who you can surrender to. And maybe, just maybe, if you find such a devotee who you can give your heart and mind to, and if that devotee smiles on you, then maybe, just maybe, they'll push you. And if they push you, and because of your love for them, you accept, then that loving push will take you forward. So yes, try to develop discipline. Try to develop determination. Try to realize that your time in this world is limited. Don't waste it. But along with that, have someone in your life who is pushing you, so that if you do become lazy, you will still continue the journey forward. Hare Krishna.
Yes, any more questions? Yeah, they are yellow devotee. Yellow.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. So my question is that, as you said that maybe when we find that devotee, then maybe that devotee will push. So my question was also in this regard that we find many spiritual teachers in our lineage and we get guidance from many of them. So how do we know that who is pushing us to the best of our capability?
Srila Prabhupada built a house in which the whole world can live. So ISKCON is one big family. And in this family there can be many Vaishnavas who can push you. And many Vaishnavas who you can take help from. But yes, maybe one or maybe a few Vaishnavas will stand out. Because their influence in your life will be of a different intensity. When you meet someone in whose words you can have full faith, when you meet someone in whose words you feel the voice of Krishna speaking to your heart, when you meet someone in whom you feel they answer your questions before you've even asked them, and when you meet someone in whom you have complete trust in their character, their integrity, and you feel in whatever they say also comes the empowerment to do it, then you can understand that you have met someone who maybe in this life is destined to be the one who pushes you. So that realization will come within your heart and you will understand that. But first we have to become desirous, we have to become open. First we have to qualify ourselves to show that great saintly person that we are open to receiving such help. Because just like Krishna does not force himself upon Arjuna, the sadhus will not force themselves upon you. But when you show that you want them in your life, that you desire their help, and that you will sincerely give yourself to whatever they are offering, then they will surely push you. Okay.
Next question.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, when we are facing difficult situations in our spiritual life, now Maharaj, whatever we do for like spiritual activities, chanting Hare Krishna Ma Mantra, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, whatever we do now Maharaj, but it's difficult to, in mind, it will get some negative thinkings and all those things now Maharaj. For particular that situation, what we have to do Maharaj?
Therefore I mentioned, Srila Prabhupada created a whole society. There is support, there is help. There are devotees you can speak to. And therefore one should share their heart, share their mind. Guhyam, akhyati, prachati. Reveal what is going on. Take help. Take guidance. But then ultimately one has to become strong. This world is a cruel place. Actually, if one is reading Bhagavad Gita, one should not be surprised by what goes on in the world. Because Krishna has already said, Mamupetya punarjanma dukhalayam ashashvatam. Krishna has rubber stamped the world, dukhalayam ashashvatam. It's meant to be a miserable place. So we should not become bewildered when misery comes. Because we should understand, this is the nature of the world. Imagine you are in a prison. And then you start calling the prison guard. Quick, quick, come, there's a problem. The door is jammed. Bring the engineer, the door is jammed. No. You're in prison. It's meant to be locked. Or he calls the prison guard, no, there's some problem, no one is bringing a menu for the lunch time.
No. There's no menu. You get what you get. You're in prison. The world is perfectly imperfect. It's perfectly imperfect. The best prisons are designed to make you want to get out. If a prison is so good that you want to stay there, it doesn't fulfill its purpose. So therefore, there must be problems. There must be obstacles. There must be let down. There must be some tears. Because then, with those tears, we can cry for Krishna. And when you cry for Krishna, then Krishna will come. So yes, it's a painful world. So let us take shelter of the Vaishnavas. Let us take shelter of the Shastra. And then let us not take the illusion too seriously. After all, this world is just like a computer game. It comes and it goes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. I wanted to ask Maharaj regarding the second point, the decision to consult, that sometimes like we can't hear the super soul from inside, and like sometimes the knowledge is so vast that it's difficult to understand that, like specifically in terms of making decision. And sometimes it is very difficult to, like, or our spiritual master is not accessible to us. Or sometimes the answer we get from someone else doesn't satisfy from your heart, that you feel like, okay, this is the right thing I have to do. At that point, how can we be sure that this is exactly what Krishna wants me to do?
Hearing the super soul is a very advanced stage of spiritual life. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Jitatmana prashantasya paramatma samahita. If you want to be connected and hear the super soul speak to you, the first qualification is Jitatmana. Have you conquered your mind? For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached. But most of us have not conquered the mind, and therefore it's very difficult to decipher the voice of the super soul. So then yes, we are turning to the Vaishnavas, we are turning to the saintly people. You are saying that the spiritual master is not accessible. If in ISKCON Chaupati the spiritual teachers are not accessible, good luck. You ain't going to find anywhere else. Here you have so many Vaishnavas. Guru doesn't just mean a Diksha Guru, a sannyasi, or someone you accept in that way. Guru also means Shiksha Guru. Guru also means guides, mentors, counselors. They are also your gurus. They can also help. They can also give you insight. And then how can you know? You have to test that relationship. For so many lifetimes, we had full faith in our mind, with no problem at all. For so many lifetimes, we made decisions on our basis of our mind, with full confidence. And where did it get us? Back into the material world. So now maybe you can put a little bit of faith in the Vaishnavas, and see what happens. Maybe, just maybe, from that faith in Vaishnavas, some amazing decisions will come about. And maybe the words of the Vaishnavas will open up new worlds of opportunity. So have some faith. Because after all, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. In the beginning, you have to have faith.
questions more?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. My question is, what is the purpose behind your spirituality consistency?
What is the purpose?
Consistency in spirituality.
Oh, consistency. How do you get consistency in spiritual life? That's the question.
My consistency.
Oh my God. No wonder I didn't understand the question. I sit in front of you. I sit in front of you as a sannyasi. When I came to Chaupati, when I came back here, I was feeling so unqualified because I sit in front of all of you claiming to have all the answers. I'm made of the mercy of all the devotees here. And I come in front of you, although with a danda, not saying that I have perfected this process. I am also just a work in progress. We are all together on this journey. So just like you have your difficult days, I also have my difficult days. Just as for you, when the alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning, if you're brave enough to set it for that time, my alarm also goes off and sometimes I have doubts. Just as though some days you feel like, I don't know if I can stay in this society of devotees, I don't know if I can relate to the people here, sometimes I also feel like that. But if there is any consistency in my spiritual life, I can tell you I realize one thing. Spiritual life is difficult, but material life is impossible. So it's hard. The pain of discipline is uncomfortable, but the pain of regret is unbearable. So as difficult as discipline is, if you avoid it, later on in your life you will regret. And when that regret comes, that will be 100 times more painful. So don't live your life with regrets. Therefore, better to embrace the discomfort of discipline.
Hare Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj. Thank you very much for your inspiring words. They always come from a deep place. In your lecture you mentioned that people overcome fearlessness if their purpose is bigger. Their purpose is more expanded than the risks or the fears that they're feeling to take. How do we develop a purpose that's bigger than our fears? Because when I look at people who are fearless, either materially or spiritually, it seems like they connected with someone else who helped build that purpose. Krishna explained it to Arjuna when we see Bhakti Tirthamaraj, the story of Bhakti Tirthamaraj, Prabhupada helped build that. Is that the way to build our purpose greater than our own? Is it something we can conceive ourselves, or it's done through the association?
Our parampara gives us the purpose. Janmasarthaka karikara para upakara. Basically, the purpose for everyone is the same. The same two things. Janmasarthaka, make your life perfect. Para upakara. And then help many more, as many as you can, help their life become perfect. So that is the general purpose for everyone. What a beautiful mission we've been given by Srila Prabhupada. There's nothing more exciting, there's nothing more adventurous, there's nothing more moving to the heart than being able to contribute to people's lives in such a way that they discover what they've been searching for lifetimes. Now all that's left for us is we have to carve out exactly the way in which we're going to do that. The overall purpose is there, to contribute to as many lives as possible. And now we just have to find out exactly what shape and form that will take. So yes, try to connect with people who know you, people who love you, people who have faith in you, and people who you have faith in. And in consultation with them, try to carve out what that unique contribution that you're going to make in this life is. And when all is said and done, we just have to start trying things. We have to go out there. Dharma is not just discovered in the head, but dharma is discovered on the field. So just try to go out and try things, see where you connect, open up doors of opportunity and see what other doors may open up. Be creative, be courageous, journey into the unknown and see what Krishna will reveal. Srila Prabhupada started preaching, and it's not that he had a specific strategy. Prabhupada tried in India. He said, Indians are not taking it seriously. Therefore, let me go to the West. He went to America, and then he started in Butler, Pennsylvania. But he said, too quiet, too low-key, not the place. Let me go to New York. But then he went to New York, and he started in uptown, the posh area of New York. Prabhupada said, better, but not the place. Because here, people aren't actually searching for the truth. So let me go down to the Lower East Side. Let me go to the Skid Row. Let me go to the place where there are all the alcoholics, the potheads, those on acid and drugs. And let me go and preach Krishna consciousness there. Prabhupada was constantly journeying into the unknown. So if you want to find your purpose, you have to be ready to constantly journey into the unknown. And when you journey into the unknown, then maybe, just maybe, on the other side, you'll come face to face with Srila Prabhupada, you'll come face to face with Krishna. And that is the great opportunity. So yes, let us be courageous, let us be bold. And what is that mission and that purpose? To touch as many hearts as possible. Bhakti Tirtha Swami said, the goal of every devotee is to touch as many hearts as you can in this lifetime. So try it. You have already touched so many hearts. This is our dear Govinda Mohan Prabhu. He has already touched so many hearts. Many more hearts to touch. Many more people to reach. We wish you the best.
Krishna, Krishna.
This question? This is a controversial question. This question is related to the fourth decision to be courageous. Questions related to the fourth decision are the most dangerous questions. As far as we are personally concerned, we are fearless, the person is saying. Personally, I'm fearless. But what to do when in the decision family comes into consideration, and we may have to go against them to make spiritual progress. Just for context, Arjuna was fighting on the battlefield And you know who his opponents were, right? His own family. Bhishma, Drona, Pramukata. He said that when Krishna drew up the chariot in the middle of the battlefield, then he stopped the chariot. And you know who he stopped the chariot in front of? Bhishma, Drona, Pramukata. And the Acharyas say, because Krishna wanted to put Arjuna's attachment right in front of his eyes. Bhishma represents attachment to family. And Drona represents attachment to one's previous teachers. Krishna is funny. So what am I saying? Now fight them. Kurukshetra at home. Arise, O chastiser of the enemy. First be kind to your family. I'm sure for most of you, your parents are not bad people. Your family are not against you. But when you take up Krishna consciousness, definitely it's a little bit shocking. So be patient with them. Give them time. When you have a disagreement with them, every disagreement doesn't have to become an argument. So first thing is, be kind. Because for them, they may feel as though they're losing you. They may feel as though they'll never be able to relate to you in the same way. They maybe have many dreams and desires and hopes for you. And maybe they feel that you will never reach those goals and dreams. So be patient. Over time, try to explain to them. Try to compassionately connect with them. When all is said and done, each person has to walk their own path. Is it for me to sit here and say to you, yes, you should go against your family? No. And is it for me to sit here and say to you, no, you shouldn't go against your family? No. If I did, then I'd be a hypocrite. But I'm not saying that's what everyone should do. Everyone has to live their own journey. Everyone has to look deep within their own heart. Everyone has to come in front of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and ask, now my Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to serve you? And please make that clear, and please then give me the strength to make the decision that I need to make. So, in the process of Krishna consciousness, you have to be fearless. And that means you won't be able to make everyone happy. But here's another rule in decision making. Don't just make decisions which will make people happy now, but make decisions which will serve them in the deepest and most profound way in the future. And sometimes you can serve people better by not necessarily acquiescing to what they want you to do now, because you have a greater vision of how you can contribute to their life. And therefore sometimes it may be necessary to do that. But please don't do that whimsically. Please don't do that impulsively. Please do that with deep thought and consideration and compassion. And please do that in consultation with mature devotees who can guide you in the right way. And then see what your path is. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you Maharaj for your wonderful, eloquent class. It was a very powerful message for all of us. Indeed, as Arjuna keeps asking so many questions to Krishna, and Krishna keeps saying, hear again, right? Keep hearing. So, indeed this whole presentation was so powerful. It was like we were all drinking the nectar coming out, and I hope and wish that you all go back and hear this again, here again. Because here again, this same thing will not happen once more. Because we are all walking on the path of life. We have come together and came across this wonderful message. So I request all of you to please, as you go back to your home, please kindly ponder, read, you hear this lecture again, and think about it, the purpose of life, and especially the four C's here. The decision to challenge, the decision to consult, the decision to connect, the decision to, four things are there, but we need to again work on them. So let us thank His Holiness Keshav Maharaj for three times loudly chanting Hari Om. And if you want him to come again and again, please once more loudly Hari Bol. So we have wonderful books also. Maharaj has written many books. Currently, we have two books here. There's a book table downstairs. The book is called the Gita 3. Features five thought experiments, life hacks, and mind exercises. This book is available and. It's another book. Is today the first one? Yep. The first time we are displaying this book here, Tattva 2. So these two books are available for all of you downstairs. And those who buy this book today can come up with their book and as Mukund Haripu told me that Maharaj will sign it for you. There are some few announcements before we go for a kirtan. So for this Prerana Festival, first of all, we also thank our various guests who have come today from various parts of the world for attending this Prerana. Thanks for them, Hari Bol for them. We also want to thank all of you who have come for the very first time today for the Prerana Festival. So before we thank you and mention you about where you can collect your special gift, I would like to ask all those who have come for the very first time today for Prerana Festival, kindly rise from your seat so we can properly see you and welcome you. All those jo pehli baar aaj Prerana mein aaye hain. Great. Dhanyavaad aapka. We are very thankful that you all took your time out on this busy Saturday weekend and you all came here. Thank you for joining us. Let us welcome all these wonderful guests to our temple by three times loudly chanting. So all those who have come for the first time today, newcomers, of course you are not new here, but all of you can go to the Bhakti Vedanta Hall. This hall is just below this temple hall. Go there, take prasadam, and then there will be someone to connect you to the IOIS programs we have all around Mumbai, especially near your home. Hare Krishna, can you sit down, all of you? Thank you. Niche baith jaiye sab log. Dhanyavaad. Sit down, please. Thank you for sitting down. Hare Krishna. Baith jaiye. Hare Krishna, baith jaiye. So you all have got a WhatsApp QR code with you, right? All of you have got? So please kindly join the WhatsApp group to get more updates on the IOIS ISKCON Youth Services. We have this is a unique festival, Prerana Festival, every month we have. And behind the success of the festival, we have many more organizers, devotees who come morning, afternoon, evening to make this festival go on. So today's Prerana Festival Services were conducted by devotees, especially counselees and mentees of Sucharan Prabhu, Achutanand Prabhu and Baldev Shakti Prabhu. They were there throughout the day, morning sabji cutting and etc. all the services. Let us thank them by three times started chanting Hari Bol. The evening coordination of this Prerana festival was done by His Grace Hari Bolan Prabhu and Venugopal Prabhu, their counselees. So Hari Bol for them also. The next month's Prerana festival, the information is not yet fully received, so we'll be sharing it on the ISKCON Youth Services WhatsApp group. So if you are there, you'll get the information. If you are still not there, please join the group for more information. We already mentioned about two books here by Maharaj. And yes, for those who came first today, and the newcomers, please kindly listen. For all of you, those who have come for the very first time, there is a special seminar on Art of Self-Confidence, which is going to be next Saturday, 2nd of September at 7 p.m. The details, the registration details for this program will be shared again on the ISKCON Youth Services WhatsApp group, which you have joined, I hopefully, so far. So now we end here and we conclude with a very melodious, heart-rending kirtan by Keshav Maharaj. So kindly rise and we'll have a wonderful kirtan here. Hare Krishna.
That's okay.